So today on the Stray FM Health and Wellbeing Show, we are in Specsavers in Harrogate. We're talking eyes, of course, but there is a very special new test called OCT that we're here to talk about today. Now, I'm joined by Steve Clark, optometrist here at Specsavers. Hello, Steve.
Hi there.
Now, Steve, this test, we're talking about it off air. It sounds absolutely fantastic, and it's not actually available everywhere, but what can you tell us about it?
Well, it's new to us. We've only had it for the last week or so, and so we're getting used to it, but it's been around in hospitals for about the last 10 years or so. It's an amazing piece of kit. It can detect really things that we can not necessarily see with other types of testing that we've been doing up until now. So it's really the future of eye testing.
So OCT stands for Optical Coherent Tomography, if I'm right. So how does this scan differ from, say, your typical eye test?
It's an additional one, and lots of people nowadays, when they get their eyes tested, have a flash photograph taken at the very back of the eyes. So the experience is very similar. They sit, they put their chin on a rest, and actually a little grid pattern appears in front of them in the dark, and it just takes the scan without them particularly realising it. But the particular thing is that computer generates a fantastic image in 3D that we can then share with them and also make choices that improve their care. So we haven't today, in our very first day, found something that we otherwise would have missed if we didn't have the instrument. But we've seen cases of age-related macular degeneration and also cases of glaucoma today that can be shown on this particular instrument in a much better way than we've been talking about it up until now.
It is really exciting, isn't it? Because we could tell beforehand your excitement about the new equipment. Is it exciting for you as an optometrist to see that on the screen?
Oh, we've been waiting for about 9 months for today because Specsavers are rolling it out throughout the whole of the UK, so we've known it was coming. And it really is, you know, fantastic to use it finally, having done all the training and got the instrument up and running. Basically, what you can see there is a 3D image of the very back of the eye. That's the optic nerve, that little dimple in the top there,
yeah.
And that's the macula, the straight ahead part of the vision. And what we can do is we can spin it round like that and show you it from all sort of different angles, depending on what the issue is, or hopefully no issue. Hopefully it's all just good, healthy tissue. So everybody has what we call a cup. It's a little dimple in the optic nerve head.
Right.
And that cup gets bigger if you get glaucoma because you lose nerve.
Right.
And so as the disease progresses, the nerve begins to disappear and the hole becomes bigger, effectively. So we're really interested in the cup. This particular scan is what we call a macular scan. So it's looking for age-related macular degeneration or other issues. And then there's a second one, which I can click on and bring up. This is the optic nerve head scan. So it does the same thing, but takes a moment just to generate the information.
So as you were saying, it's additional to your typical eye test. If someone's listening at home, how would they know whether they're eligible, whether they need to have an OCT scan as well as a normal scan?
Anybody can have it. I'd recommend it to everybody, at least for a baseline reading, so they know exactly what their eyes have always looked like. If you're young, of course, the chances of actually having eye problems are relatively low. So the elderly, people certainly over 70, would massively benefit from it. I'm 52. I mean, I would expect anybody of my age group or older would certainly get benefit from having it done. But we're offering it to everybody over 18. I mean, I'd certainly recommend just a baseline reading for new people. It's an infrared light, and so it basically forms a grid pattern on the back of the eyes, but it can get through cataracts and all sorts of stuff. It really scans fantastically quickly and very, very well.
And it shows you then on the screen what you can see?
Yeah, so we'll share that with the customer and say, well, look, this is the 3D scan, and we can spin the 3D round, and we can share with them exactly what's going on with their eyes. Hopefully healthy eyes. Nearly everybody we see has healthy eyes. But in particular, it can pick up the difference between something called dry and wet age-related macular degeneration. So the dry type is more common and is generally just wear and tear at the very back of the eyes, but the wet type is actually a hemorrhage, a leakage of blood at the back of the eyes, and the doctors at the local hospital can treat that if those people get given to the hospital at the right time. They need to be seen quickly, within a couple of weeks, but this particular scan picks up the difference between the two much more accurately than our other ones.
As you said, most people's eyes that you check are healthy, but I'm guessing there are a few cases where you can see something that's coming in the future, isn't it? And it's up to 4 years beforehand.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the studies have shown that up to 4 years before we would normally find glaucoma, which is a relatively common disease. Again, 1% of people get glaucoma, 2% of the over 40s. So again, there's a slight age-related link, but we can detect that up to 4 years earlier, the studies are showing, with this new scan.
So people listening may be thinking, this sounds very high tech, it sounds very expensive, but it's actually very, very affordable for anyone to come and have it checked, regardless of age, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is high tech. It's fantastic. We share it between a lot of opticians because we're a really big practice, but only charge £10 per person to have an OCT scan.
So if someone's listening and they want to have an OCT scan, they want to come and see what it's like and they want to see their eye in 3D with that grid, how would they do so? How would they get involved?
To have an OCT scan, people just need to either pop into the store and we can show them the sort of things that are available, or they can just give us a ring and organise an appointment.
And your phone number is?
01423 564 515.
Brilliant. And as we said, you can have it in addition to your normal eye test as well.
That's
brilliant.
Right.
Well, Steve, thanks for joining me again today on the Health and Wellbeing Show.
Thank you very much.